With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate Finance Committee has approved the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Bob Agnew reports.
As expected, the vote was tight.
14-13, the nomination is reported favorably.
In the end, GOP senators rallied around the president's controversial nominee, despite warnings from Democrats RFK Jr. would go wild at HHS. Republican Tom Tillis.
I hope he does. I hope he goes wild and actually finds a way to reduce the cost of health care.
Kennedy's nomination now proceeds to the full Senate. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu set to meet for talks in Washington today. BBC correspondent Wire Davies has more.
There's no doubt that the future of the ceasefire does hang in the balance, and there's support on both sides for a continuation of the ceasefire. But Mr. Netanyahu's own view is that Hamas are not yet militarily defeated. That's certainly the opinion of people to the right of him in his government who want the war to be resumed after the first stage is over. Now, Donald Trump has made it pretty clear so far that he wants the ceasefire to continue because he wants an end to the war. He's got much bigger plans for this region, in particular a deal with Saudi Arabia.
China countering President Trump's tariffs on Chinese products with tariffs of its own on multiple U.S. imports, as well as announcing an antitrust investigation into Google and other trade measures. U.S. job openings fell in December, a sign the labor market is cooling but remains healthy. Openings fell to 7.6 million from 8.2 million in November. That's according to the Labor Department. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 94 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 266. This is SRN News. Islam is making war on Christianity.
That radical Muslims often do violence against followers of Christ is not news. But a new report from Open Doors illustrates how widespread the problem has become. Of the top 10 worst persecutors of Christians on earth, 9 of them are majority Muslim countries. Of the top 20, 16 are nations where Islam is the official religion. And if you go 1 through 30, you'll find 22 of the nations where it's most dangerous to follow Christ are majority Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Schools and universities responding to complaints of sexual misconduct must return to policies established during President Trump's first term, with requirements for live hearings and more protections for accused students. The Education Department clarified that Title IV will be enforced according to a set of rules created by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. This is SRN News. Soaring egg prices are prompting more people to consider keeping backyard chickens.
It's a pastime that grew with the pandemic and has continued ever since. But if eggs are the goal, there's more to it than you might think. Local rules may ban chickens or place restrictions on coops and roosters. And given the cost of startup and monthly expenses, it may not make economic sense to keep your own flock. Home chicken enthusiasts also urge newbies to consider their time and lifestyles. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Waffle House restaurant chain is putting a 50-cent per egg surcharge in place temporarily due to the biggest bird flu outbreak in a decade. The restaurant, typically a reliable spot for a cheap breakfast, said that the resulting egg shortage has led to a dramatic increase in its cost. Bird flu forcing farmers to slaughter millions of chickens a month. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.